Have you ever been in this kind of situation? You're trying to explain something to the other person, and she's not buying it, or he's not buying it. Or there's that sense of fear that you see, or worry that you see in the other person's eyes, or disappointment. Or something else. Hi, I'm Dr. Mark, and I'm here to talk to you again today about the dark sides of life and as it relates to love and relationships. Being aware, looking for the danger zones, being aware of the danger zones, making the choice, do I go there or not? And also knowing that we marry family systems, not just the person. We marry the group. Very true. Even though we live in the West, in an individualistic society, as opposed to other cultures, of whom you may be watching from, are focused on the group. And then there's the individual, which is secondary. So we need to look at the whole picture here, and how dysfunction, of course, coming from sin, being separated from God, not knowing God's will, and of course then exhibiting behaviors that are contrary to God's will, and going from there to the condition of sin, we live in a broken world that breeds what we call dysfunction. Dysfunction, which is anything that impairs our normal functioning in relationships, in human interaction, and or life situations. Again, personal dysfunction is anything that impairs our normal functioning in relationships, human interaction, and or life situations. So what is impairing your interactions with the one that you love? What seems to be getting in the way of going forward with your relationship? Or are you stepping back from your relationship because of the dysfunctions that are there? And like what you saw in that young lady's face, have you ever been there with disappointment, worry, fear, concern? I'm sure you have. And the person is trying to explain, and they're just full of it, and they need to just stop. And you want to call them on their garbage, and the garbage can keeps filling up. Well, time to empty the can, and time to look at what's going on with these dysfunctions. How do these dysfunctions get here? Where does this all come? Now, we looked at sin. That's the main thing. But now go from sin to what? Sin that breeds dysfunction, impairing our normal functioning, to then also the reality of dysfunction. The reality is that there are mild dysfunctions because we get teased, we have acne in our face when we're growing up, rejection that we take too personal. Or there's parental divorce, adoption, maybe you've been adopted, abortion, social stigma, these issues that are going on between you and your loved one, of whom you consider to be your future mate. Or there's the physical abuse, the alcoholic in the family, the death or deaths, plural, that have happened in the family, in the past and now in the present. Who knows what's coming in the future? These are also considered danger zones. Also looking at the specific things of dysfunction. These are the interrupters and the things that we need to confront. Because then we also look at how this, where this comes from. As we talked about a minute ago, we talked about sin, and therefore we can talk about the fall. The fall began the first time that there was a blame game. And when we talk about future marriage relationships, matchmaking, have you ever found it where you are in a conflict and you aren't looking at you, you are just looking at the other and saying, your fault, not mine, or, oh yeah, you know, like Adam said, this woman you gave me, God, and Eve saying, well, it was the serpent, God. He did it. He made me do it. How we do the blame game. And that blame game, that blame shifting happens back and forth, and we go around and around. We play games, and then we make jokes about it, but then we can't because it gets to be too much. The fall has done its dirty work. More importantly, then, we look at family of origin. As we looked at the other scale, we looked at the teasing and so on, but also the divorce. Has there been an adoption that involves some rejection issues? Abortion issues have to do with loss and grief and shame, and also social stigma because of substance use abuse, which of course goes right into the acute area with alcoholism or using narcotics or overeating or gambling or any addictive pattern, or that death that just was so devastating. And there's that chronic illness going on in the family too. I'll throw that in there. So we've got these things to consider. We've got the family of origin to look at. Are we willing to look at the family of origin beyond, or rather to look at the person beyond the family of origin? Know what you're getting into, because you're marrying the family, not just she or he. And so as we look at the family of origin, this gives us some cues of what to look for when it comes to the one you're in love with. Or you're just dating right now, and you're doing the interview, you're doing the checkbox, and you are trying to figure out what is it that I'm willing to put up with, or I'm willing to confront, or I'm willing to go along with, however you want to put it, and to understand that family of origin is key. Kind of like genetics. And from the genes, it comes this person. Well, a lot of variables to consider. However, in the positive sense, a lot of great things that could be coming out of the family of origin. A lot of redemption. A lot of positive patterns that have been established. Great traditions by God's grace. Stability that is there in the family. And also good systems that they have adopted from Scripture, from the Holy Spirit, the Lord, in their family expression where, yeah, issues come up. Yeah, we have that emergency fund. Yes, the budget's there. Yes, this is how we deal with conflict. We look at ourselves. How can we ask questions, coach each other? All these different are those things going on? Because with many families, they understand dysfunction, and they're working hard to combat it and to conquer it and to understand that conflict is good, because conflict can bring closeness, clarity, clear the air, and also healthy relationships as a result. But with some families, they don't know how to cope, and also there are dysfunctions that, well, that's Uncle Bob or that's Aunt Jackie because, yeah, she's always, well, that's just her. We go around her. You have some levels of probably each, a blend. So a family of origin, we then look at personal experiences, personal circumstances of your own as they relate to your potential mate, and also looking at your mate, your potential mate, and how she or he has come from, of course, that family of origin, their experiences with them and also with other people outside of the family, and how that has shaped and formed him or her at this point. Because from here, you can grow, you can mature as we understand those danger zones. But then we ask the question, why doesn't God remove our ailments? Reason is that they provide the raw material for our character development. We know we can improve. We know we are forgiven because of Jesus Christ. We know that through Christ's blood, we can start again every day. And as we start again every day, we consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. In other words, we're all going to screw up at one time or another, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let the perseverance allow it to finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. And the next reason of why God doesn't remove our ailments is that they serve as the anvil upon which God shapes our whole person. He bangs out of us the character defects, the bad patterns of our lives that we've always thought were normal, but we're not. We're dysfunctional. And God can remove, if we're surrendered to the Lord, then He will remove all of those character defects, those bad patterns, and replace them with godly patterns. And the evidence and signs as to where a person is also a good reason why God doesn't just remove it. It's saying, the question is, how are we depending on God in our personal lives with the Lord as we then allow someone else into our lives? How then we share with them that collective repentance, that collective dependence on God, that joint becoming one as in husband and wife, say, God is our God and not other people, places, and things, and we're going to walk through this together. The process we understand, and like I said a minute ago, where you adopt healthy patterns, biblical, Christ-centered, applying what Jesus taught, where you then can become more like Christ to each other and in the relationship as a whole. God uses the past to bring us into the present more healthy through His forgiveness and His grace, and also through the lessons that we learn and also things that we apply with what we've learned. We need to mature. And so, from these ailments, such as, of course, the acne and also dealing with the ailment of rejection, if you will, and the like, Romans 5 says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, the struggle is okay. And how does dysfunction contribute? It contributes where our personal dysfunctions are normal, but we don't justify or rationalize by any means. We just say, I confess it again, Jesus, and Jesus is there to help us. And also, we look at our fallen world around us. It can't be avoided. And when we respond in negative ways, the shadow side begins. We have a choice. We can respond in surrender, or we can respond in saying, oh, I'll fix it, and then mess up even more. God says, just give it to me. We'll put it on the cross, meaning as we admit it through the Holy Spirit, again, the mystery of the Holy Spirit, I tell you what, there is that sense that we feel, and that the Holy Spirit then sets us free as we grieve what we've done. And then as we then become like Jesus again in that moment, we can become like Jesus more and more as we go forward. And God clears out the dysfunctions one at a time. Next up in this mini course, we're going to look at what makes our shadow sides so dangerous.